Classic stuff. So, our second act tonight has played with us a good few times before. We're always delighted when she can come down and play for our oral pleasure. She has been... Did I say that right? Oral pleasure? Yes, I did. Wow. Anyway, she went... recently, she went into the studio to record an EP, but there was just too many good songs, so that EP has now turned into an album. She's smack bang in the middle of recording that. She's taken a quick break to come down and play for us tonight. And then busy times ahead for her. She's heading off doing a lot of the festivals around Ireland for the summer, the main one being Knockinstocken, which is in July. And then big news, she heads off around Europe for 22 days on an interrailing kind of ticket, gigging all over mainland Europe, as you do. Ladies and gentlemen, let's make her feel extremely welcome. You're going to love this. This is Sinead White.
Hello. It's a bad sign when I go straight for the water, isn't it? Okay. Your name from a dark place, and it hurts. Of course, it hurts. Your jealousy says more to me than your words. Your words occur, rust. Your jealousy screams insecurity. And what's worse, I get hurt. So, batter me with flattery. Wanna hit me with the goys? Tell me that you love.
Listening to the Ruby Sessions on RTE 2XM with myself, Tara Harrison. This is the radio show based on the long-running acoustic weekly gig, the Ruby Sessions, and I'm here with Sinead White. Sinead, how are you?
Great, thank you. How are you?
Good, I'm good. It's great to chat to you again. Sinead is a long-time friend of the Ruby Sessions, and always delighted when she gets to play.
Yeah, thanks. I feel like we've had a lot of these conversations in recent times, so I'm kind of like, why are you going to come up with this time?
I'm on my toes now, like, okay, let me just throw a curveball at you. I'm going to go with an easy one. What are you up to at the moment? Since we last spoke, what are you up to? Because I know you were planning the summer and festivals and everything like that. So how's, have you got confirmed dates over the next few months?
Yeah, I do. I'm playing a good few festivals, and I'm literally just gearing myself up for that. I've got a bit of a band together. Not a band, but kind of like a makeshift band of
of, say, random people. I have a drummer and a bassist, and they're both kind of mental, which is really good. So we're coming up with ideas now, and then we're just going to, yeah, like play festivals over the summer, and that's kind of it at the moment.
Brilliant, that's great. And so I'm dying to see this band now. And how did you meet the guys first, or how did you become a band?
Well, basically, I was really against getting involved with a band. So for ages, I was like, I'm an independent woman. And I was trying to kind of do my own thing and da 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 da. But you see, the thing about being a solo artist or whatever is you always get put on early. You know, you don't get like later slots, blah, 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 blah. So I was thinking, in order for people to take me more seriously, or like just to develop my songs and my music in that, in a, you know, whatever way, I'd have to get a band together. And I'm working with a label. And then I met this drummer and he was just amazing. And once I met him, I was like, okay, you're in. Because he was just so good. And bassist just came along then. And yeah, so we're just kind of tipping away at it.
Brilliant. And tell me about how you got communicating with the label. And did they help getting the band? Like, did you meet the drummer through the label?
Yeah, basically, I'm signed to a small little label, and it only happened very recently. And they had, I have one of my tracks, I'm recording at the moment as well, which is like, yay. And I was recording one of my tracks, and the recording artist was saying to me, why, recording artist, is that what you call them? Am I the recording artist?
You're the recording artist.
Damn it, damn it. The recording
engineer?
Engineer, he said to me, he's like, you know, what about getting drums on this track? And I was like, nah. And originally I was thinking, I don't want any drums, I want just like sounds, like I wanted like a, you know, chopping board, like a random, I don't know, like playing a cat's teeth. I didn't want any like drum kit. And then I came around to the idea, and he introduced me to this guy, and now I'm like, yeah,
that's great, brilliant. And so what was the first kind of impression? What was his first impression of your music?
Well, he's actually a metal drummer. So I was like, oh, he's going to think I'm crap. Or he's going to think I'm very, you know, light and airy-fairy and stuff. But yeah, I think I don't know. I don't really talk to him about it, but I'm guessing he likes my stuff. It'd be a bit weird if he didn't. But yeah, he's like totally on board, and that's cool. And he's playing on one of my tracks, which is going to be on like the CD that I release soon. So yeah.
Brilliant, that's great. And then, so tell me, the bassist then, did the drummer and the bassist know each other at all? Or are you all brand new to each other?
We're all brand new to each other.
That's cool.
That's cool. It's like it's like blind date.
And how are you getting on in the recording studio? And are you still getting to try out different ideas, like you're saying, the washboard and cat's teeth? Is that what you said?
I was just trying to think of something really, really bizarre, like to put on a track, because, you know, you have to be, I suppose, innovative and like use your mind and try and like make it as different as possible. But yeah, I'm recording at the moment, and yeah, it's good crack. I love it. Yeah, it's hard though. I was in today and I just couldn't sing. I don't know what came over me. I was just crap.
Oh, well, I'm sure that wasn't true. Why do you think you're crap?
I don't know. Sometimes, like, when you're in the little booth, like, the booth that I'm in is literally like a wardrobe, and you're in it. And instead of, like, listening to the song, you're just in your own head going, don't do this, don't do that. And, yeah, you end up kind of psyching yourself out. So I don't know why I was doing that.
I think that's why I don't like produce music as much. I mean, I love live music. Everyone loves live music, I think. Yeah. I like to think. But I think sometimes when you're focusing too much on perfecting the sound, it takes away from the expression. Yeah. So how are you getting on with it now? Like, how are you going to overcome that, do you think?
Well, I don't know. See, the thing is, I don't really have much experience in recording, and I've only been gigging on my own, say, like, for less than a year, maybe 10 months. So I, like, that's a new skill. Like, you think about, like, an artist, let's say, a musician, and there's just so many factors, there's so many kind of areas that you have to be good at, you know? Like, you have to be good at the live performance, then you have to be good at the recording, you have to be good at, like, online presence, and there's just so much that comes with it. It's not just, you know, going out and playing a few tunes. So, like, I guess, like, I'm just taking a solo, and I'm just trying to develop that side to myself, and I'm sure I'll get there eventually. I'm not too worried. Like,
no, I wouldn't be worried at all. Do you have a great sound, and I think that's the main thing. I mean, it's unfortunate that independent artists have to worry about all the marketing and the networking and doing all that. I mean, in an ideal world, that's your musician and end of, but it's unfortunate that everybody has to do that. And in terms of the actual production of a song, although I'm like a broken record, I keep saying I love live music, I don't like producing, it's a whole different aesthetic, and there's some really excellent produced albums out there, and that are, I mean, I think it's great that you're trying different things. That's excellent. And so where do you think you got the inspiration to try mad stuff? I mean, like a washerboard, how did that come into your head?
I don't know. What happened was I started listening, really, really, really listening to music. So I'd be listening to a song and my ear would be tuning into the tiny things in the background because there's so many layers in there. And like, basically, when I went into the studio, I recorded my songs, guitar and vocal, and it was just two flat tracks, and it just didn't sound good. And I needed to build it up and add things. And so I just started to look, like, think outside the box. And I always had this idea, like a little a brush, you know, one of those wire brushes and that kind of like crusty sound. And then I was just thinking of all different, you know, especially for live performance, I really want to incorporate that in. So yeah, I have a few of those things in the pipeline. The lads in the band are like, oh my God, stop it.
They're just nervous because you're going on uncharted territory. But no, I really like the sound of the produced track. The produced track I heard is Flat Battery.
Yeah, that's what it's called. Yeah.
And so is that the first single song that you produced with their label?
That was the first song that I produced. So now I'm on my third song now with them. So it's kind of coming along steadily. And it is fun. Like, it's, you know, it's different. You know, so I just can't wait to have a physical copy, you know, of the CD or something like that. I'm like, this is mine.
It'll be so worth it. And no, but I loved it. You had loads of lovely harmonies and on the single, and they're really really raw, but they really work. Like, I think sometimes you can't, it's hard to get across that rawness on a produced thing, but no, it worked really well, so you must be delighted with it.
Yeah, I'm really happy. I have it on my phone and I listen to it on the bus, you know, and it feels really weird. Like, it feels really vain. It's like looking at a picture of yourself over and over again. So I do listen to it, and then I'm like, I'll listen to it one more time, and then I'll listen to something else. Well, I think I'm just so proud, you know.
That's great. I think that's really important, because as a piece of art, it either works or it doesn't. You can never put your finger on it. And the fact that you want to keep listening to it again, it obviously works.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I like it. And I think that's really important about music, you know. When you're writing music, you want to write music that you like. Because if you don't like it, then, like, what's the point? There's no point in sitting up there with a guitar or a piano or whatever you have, a cat's tooth. And, like, there's no point in playing it. And then, like, being miserable. And not, like, I love being up there and like dancing about and stuff like that. Like, I enjoy it, you know.
That's brilliant. I enjoy watching it. I think everyone here does. It's always great when Shane White takes us in Ruby Sessions. And Shane, before you go, why are you talking about the cat's tooth?
I don't know, did you ever just say something? And
so there's no cat's tooth in anything.
You never know.
You're a nutcase. Sinead White, as always, it's lovely chatting to you. And tell me once more, how can we keep an eye on everything that's happening for you?
Yeah, I would, if I were you, I would go to my Facebook page and I would like it. And then I would go to my Twitter account and I would follow that. And then I would look on YouTube every day. I'd probably refresh it a couple of times, go to my channel, keep refreshing it. And I would literally do that for the rest of my life.
I think that's a great idea. I think everybody should do that. Sinead White, thanks a million for chatting to us.
Thanks a million. Thank you.
Priced each other by most of all eyes, like two storm clouds in the sky, we're magnetized, and I can't resist the pain of you when you call my name. You say that we're not the same. Who's saying? You look into my eyes, eyes. Will I believe that was lies?
What?
feisty driver boy. We passed each other by. We passed each other by. We passed each other by. But I, oh, oh, oh. Thank you.